我三年前搬来 Woodbury。
I moved here 3 years ago。
那么呢，我家前面那时候有三棵树。
We have 3 trees in front of our house。
那么大概两年前呢，我就发现呢，我家里的树呢生病了。
About 2 years ago, I found that these trees in front of our house have disease.
所以呢，我就请教 Julia 跟 Sue， 是什么问题呢？
So I consulted with Julia and Sue on what type of problems these might be.
原来是生虫啊。
And actually, they got bugs in them.
那么呢，他就介绍我用一种杀虫药。
They introduced a herbicide to me.
但是 Julia 告诉我一件事情。
But Julia told me one thing.
你必须要在春天这个叶子还没长出来之前呢，你就要喷这个杀虫药。
That you must spray this herbicide before the leaves come out in the spring.
所以呢，我第一年，2011年呢就让它过去了，等待2012年来临。
So I let 2011 pass and waiting for 2012 to arrive.
那么春天来了
，and the spring came.
这个杀虫药也预备好了。
And I had the herbicide ready.
我也记得 Julia 的话。
And I remember everything Julia told me.
但是我一直没有出去喷药。
But I never stepped outside to spray the herbicide.
一直在拖延呢。
I continued to delay, to wait.
原因很简单呢。
The reason was very simple.
我们的春天的确是很冷的嘛。
Because our spring is actually quite cold.
还有呢，我告诉自己怎么能不会有叶子长出来的嘛
？And I told myself, in such a cold weather, there is no way the leaves would come out.
还是等它回冷，到星期六，这个还要等星期六回冷的时候，我才喷这个药就好了。
And I'm going to wait until Saturday when it gets a little warmer before I do it.
那么有一天，从窗子里面望出去
，Then one day I look out my windows.
这个叶子长出来了。
That the leaves are budding already.
但是呢，我就告诉自己，还是喷这个杀虫药试试看呢，可能有效呢。
And I told myself that maybe I'll spray the herbicide anyway. Maybe it's still effective.
你这样懒惰的人呢，常常有一个我们叫侥幸的一个心情呢。
Do you understand that the lazy people usually have looking for a way to be lucky?
那么这个叶子长出来，夏天来了。
And then next you know the leaves came out and the summer came.
还是长满这些虫啊。
I again had a lot of bugs in the trees.
所以呢，又要等一年了。就今年春天的时候，我一定会出去除虫啊。
So I ended up having to wait one more year, and I promise you by this spring I will go out to spray the herbicide.
我们很多人都喜欢拖延呢、
啊。A lot of us like to wait。
但是呢，你要知道有一些事情呢，如果你不把握机会的时候，你将来要努力呢，其实也没用啊。
A lot of times, if you don't take advantage of opportunities, you may try harder at a later time, but it will still be ineffective。
到最后其实就是一场空、啊。
At the end, everything becomes in vain.
教会其实面对异端的时候也是同一样的道理。
And this same analogy can be applied to churches who are confronted with heresies.
异端呢，就是好像一个树上的寄生虫一样。
Heresy is like a bug growing on a tree.
如果你不把握机会，当它还没有繁殖的机会把它干掉的时候呢，那么你将来要干掉它就很难了。
Heresies are like parasites in a tree, because if you don't take your opportunity to eliminate them, it'll be a lot harder to get rid of them at a later time.
所以呢，如果你不把握这个机会的时候呢，可能将来呢，全个教会就给这个异端所占据了。
So if a church does not take hold of its opportunities to eliminate the heresies, then eventually it may be taken over by it.
这个就是为什么呢？我们看犹大书的时候，犹大很紧张。
And that's the reason why when we study the book of Jude, we can see that Jude was very nervous.
当他知道这个异端在这个教会里面出现的时候，他马上写信给教会。
When he detected that a heresy had risen in this church, he wrote to the church right away.
他要求教会，命令教会。要为从前一次教父圣徒的正道设立的 been.
He wrote to the church, and actually he commanded to the church that need to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
这个呢，我们两个礼拜前我们讲到第四到十六节的，就是犹大告诉我们这个异端有什么特征，还有什么危险。
And about 2 weeks ago, when we studied verses 4 through 16, Jude told us what type of characteristics a heresy would have and how dangerous they can be.
那么也告诉我们呢，我们要避免跟他们在一起。
And that also we need to avoid being with them.
但是呢，这个是一个被动的一个做法。
But this is more of a passive action.
今天呢，其实是我们要看犹大书的二十节开始呢，特别二十到二十三节呢，这是一个自觉的、主动的犹大希望教会所做的事情。
And today we're going to look at especially verses 20 through 23, where Jude teaches how to be more directly and more proactively to deal with these heresies.
所以当我们做到二十到二十三节的时候呢，我们就可以抵挡这些异端了。
If we can do what's described in verses 20 through 23, we can then oppose these heresies.
所以呢，我们今天呢，主要呢，我们会特别的会注重在二十、二十一节。
And today we're going to focus on verses 20 and 21.
这个呢是犹大书给教会的一个命令。
These are commands of given by Jude in the Bible.
二十、二十一节说。 亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在自身的战斗道上铸造自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
And Jude said in verses 20 and 21, But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.
我把这段经文呢，把中文的和合本跟英文的 NIV 1984年的这个版，跟我们另外一个英文版 ESV 放在荧光幕上面。
And I projected on the screens three different translations or versions of these two verses. They are verses from the NIV 1984 and also from ESV as well as from Chinese Union version.
为什么这样去做呢？就是因为最近我们有人问我，为什么我喜欢 ESV 这个 translation 呢？The
reason I do this is because recently someone had asked me why I like ESV.
原因呢，就是呢，ESV 能够把原文这个结构，就是这个原文这个文法上面的结构，翻出来。I
like ESV better because it can translate. The original grammatic structure more accurately.
你知道这在这两节圣经里面呢，只有一个动词。
Do you realize that within these two verses, there's actually only one verb?
这个动词呢，就是保守。
This verb is keep.
其他，换句话说呢。 犹大对我们的命令就是我们要保守自己藏在神的爱里面。So
what this means is the command, this particular command given by Jude to us is for us to keep ourselves in God's love.
另外呢，有三个我们叫分词，就是 participle.
And the other, there are also three other participles.
这些呢就是有 ing 的这些字。
These are the words that end with ing.
所以你看呢，只有ESV能够把这个结构翻出来。
As you can see, only the ESV version is able to translate that accurately.
所以呢，分词呢有在希腊文里面有很多用法了。Participles
have many usages in Greek.
但是呢，在这一段的时候呢，我们叫这个 participle of means， 就是呢。 这个就是你怎么达到这个动词的方法。
And in this particular case, these participles are used as participles of means. In other words, these participles tell you how to reach your final objectives.
所以呢，你怎么保守自己在神的爱里面呢？就是通过建造自己、祷告跟仰望。 这三个事情, 你就能够保守自己在神的爱里面。
So in other words, how do you keep yourselves in God's love as Jude had commanded? Then you do these three things. You build yourself up, you pray, and you wait.
所以呢, 我们今天呢, 这个讲到的大纲呢, 也是根据, 这三点去, 分析的。
And therefore, the outline of my sermon today is also based on these three divisions.
所以我们现在要问自己一个问题了, 就是为什么我们要保守自己藏在神的爱里面呢?
So the first question we need to ask ourselves is, why do we need to keep ourselves in God's love?
原因呢, 因为第一节呢, 他告诉我们呢, 我们只是被召在神爱里蒙, 在父神里蒙爱的, 为耶稣基督保守的人。
Because the first verse in Jude has told us that those of us who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ.
我两个礼拜前解释了，在父神里蒙爱呢，就好像父神的爱呢，把你包起来，好像一个毛巾一样的把你围起来一样。
So what, as I explained 2 weeks ago, that when someone is loved in God the Father, it's the love itself is like a blanket. It's wrapping you in love.
所以只要你保守自己在神的爱里面呢的时候呢，你就非常平安了。So
if you keep yourselves in God's love, then you are very much at peace.
但是呢，如果你离开神的爱的时候呢，你走出他的爱的范围的时候呢，我们就有这个危险，给魔鬼所攻击了。So
when you deviate from God's love or you walk out of God's love, then we would be in danger of enemy's attack.
这个让我想起旧约里面呢有一个故事，就是约书亚记。
And I remember this helps me recall a story from the book of Joshua.
我想呢，你们特别你们年轻人呢，从小已经听这些旧约故事听到大，你会发觉呢，约书亚他带领以色列进迦南地，当时有200万的人跟从他。As
all your people who have grown up in the church, you have heard all these stories already that Joshua led Israelites into the land of Canaan.
但是你有没有想过，这些人呢，这些以色列人呢？ 他们本来就是一群,
Do you realize that this group of Israelites were slaves? They had absolutely no military training.
他们很可能呢，他们的武器呢也没有什么特别的武器。
And it's entirely possible that their weapon systems were also very inferior.
就好像呢，我们现代好像最近这个Syria这些反政府的军，他们是完全没有军事训练的。Just
like, for example, in today's time, the rebels that are going up against the Syrian government, they probably don't have any modern weapons either.
所以呢，他们给人打败的机会是很大的。
So the chances of them being defeated are actually quite great.
但是呢，你发觉呢，约书亚带领以色列人打仗里面呢，基本上他没有输过一场。But
you realize that as Joshua leading the Israelites into battles, they never lost, not even once. Almost never lost.
Okay. 他们可以呢，不用任何的武器就把这个。
They were able to defeat the city of Jericho without any weapons.
原因就是因为他走在神的爱里面。
Because they walked or kept themselves in God's love.
如果他们在神的爱里面的时候, 没有一个国家能够动以色列人一条毛。
If they kept themselves in God's love, there is no one in the rest of the world can touch this nation of Israel.
他们是完全安全的。
They are completely safe.
但是呢，约书亚还是输了一次。
But Joshua did lose one battle.
他输给一个呢只有3000人的一个城叫爱城。
And they lost to this one small city with only 3,000 people.
原因是什么？
What was the reason for it?
原因就是因为他们中间有人犯罪了。
The reason was because there were people among them that had sinned.
所以呢，如果我们能够保守自己在神的爱里面的时候，我们就不怕魔鬼的攻击了。
So therefore, if we keep ourselves in God's love, then we will not be afraid of the attacks from the devil.
所以呢，这个也是我对教会今年的一个希望。
And therefore, this is also one of my wishes for this church.
就是我们保守我们教会在神的爱里面。
That we can keep our church, ourselves, in God's love.
因为如果我们不坚持做的时候，可能到年底我们回顾的时候，我们就是一场空了。
Because if we don't do so, then by the end of 2013, and we look back, we may find ourselves, everything that we have done to be in vain.
那么我们怎么保守自己在神的爱里面呢
？So how do we keep ourselves in God's love？
所以个就是犹大告诉我们了，我们要在至圣的正道上坐咒自己，这二十节里面。
And this is where the Jude has told us that this is where Jude has told us that we need to build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
简单来说，就是我们要花时间在神的话语上面。
And put it quite simply, that means that we need to spend time on God's word.
我们属灵的生命必须要建立在神的话语上面。
Our spiritual life must be built on God's word.
我们不能把我们的成长建立在别的，好像我们的经历跟我们的经验。
The foundation of our spiritual growth cannot be built on our own personal experiences.
保罗其实呢，跟犹大也讲过相似的、类似的话。
And actually, Apostle Paul has also said similar things as Jude.
当他快要离开以弗所教会的时候呢，他在使徒行传二十章二十九节，他就这样子说。
And just before he left the church in Ephesus, he said the following.
他说呢，他去了去之后，必有送报的豺狼进来。
And it's recording Acts verse 20, chapter 20, verse 29. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock.
你知道神的儿女就是羊啊。
And do you know that the flock is God's children?
羊就是好像一团肉一样的，他没有什么方法去抵挡。任何的敌人呢
A flock is nothing more than a grouping of flesh. They really don't have anything to defend themselves against enemies.
那么你怎么面对这些送报的豺狼呢
？And how can you possibly go up against these savage wolves?
保罗呢就在后面三十二节里面继续讲。
And then Paul continued in verse 32.
他说如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，直到能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
He said that now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
你知道我们是没有办法抵挡，这些豺狼的。
You need to understand that we have no capabilities to defend ourselves against these savage wolves.
但是神能够。
But God can.
特别他讲到神跟他恩惠的道，这是神的话语。
And especially between God and the word of His grace, in other words, His own word, can definitely defend that.
如果我们教会，如果我们自己是建立在神的话语，建立在圣经上面呢，那么你就是非常的安全。
If our spiritual lives, if our church.Are built on God's word, in other words, the Bible, then we can be very safe.
我们有一天就可以跟其他成圣的人同得基业。
And then one day we will, along with all the other who are sanctified, to receive the inheritance.
我们不但只要读圣经了。
Not only we need to read the Bible.
耶稣应许我们呢，当如果我们遵守圣经的话。那么其实我们就是在耶稣的爱里面。
That Jesus had told us, not just reading the Bible, but if we live our lives according to the Bible, then we will be in God's love.
约翰福音十五章第十节，耶稣说：“你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。”
As it is said in John chapter 15 verse 10, if you keep my commands, you will remain in my love.
所以今年呢，我想到给教会一个挑战。
So today, I want to give this church a challenge for this year.
我叫它的 10K challenge.
I call it the 10K challenge.
10K challenge 的意思呢，就是我们在未来的一年里面。
And what I mean by 10K challenge is that in this coming year,
就是我们教会能够看读一万章的圣经。
That our church together can study 10,000 chapters of this Bible.
Now, Jerry 跟我算过，他说，哦，如果我们有五十个人参加，每一个人一年看200章圣经，那么就是一万章了。
And as Jerry has informed me that if we have 50 participants and each person reads 200 chapters, then we will reach this goal.
那参加的方法很简单的。
Easy to participate.
就是呢。我不会为你定一个读经的计划了，今年。
I will not give you a devotional plan, so to speak.
你可以呢有自己的读经的计划。
You can have your own devotional plan.
你可以呢用个人的名义，也可以用团体的，这是一个，你可以自己成立一个小组去一起读经。
You can participate as an individual or you can participate as a member of a small group.
那么呢 你只需要呢告诉教会 你们这个小组或者你自己这个礼拜读了多少章圣经。
And all you have to do is tell the church every week how many chapters this, you as an individual or you as a part of this group have studied.
那我这一个 10K challenge 呢不单只是给我们大人的，也给我们年轻人，也给我们小孩的。
This 10K challenge is not intended just for the adults, but it's also intended for our youth as well as for our children.
其实呢，我想到这个 challenge 的时候呢，其实是想到年轻人更多。
And actually, when I was thinking about this, planning for this 10K challenge, I had the youth more in mind.
原因就是，如果你从小你建立。在神的话语上面，神就会一生带领你走在他的爱里面，你就不用怕你的将来。
The reason I was thinking more of the young people is because if you, at a young age, develop the habit of studying God's word, and keep yourself, and therefore able to keep yourself in God's love, then as part of your journey in life, you will no longer be afraid of attacks by the enemy.
为什么特别鼓励年轻人呢？因为我们的成年人人生都过了一半了嘛，所以我觉得你们的影，就是你们这个决定影响你们一生，我们这些决定只能够影响我们半生。
The reason I have the young people more in mind than other age groups is because.Our journey, life journey, is half of it is behind us already, while you have most of your life ahead of you.
还有呢，我鼓励大家，其实呢，我希望呢，我们能够跟其他人一同读经。特别如果呢，你已经有一个读经的习惯的时候，你邀请一些弟兄姐妹朋友跟你一起读经，帮助他们成为他们一个。好像一个伴侣一样提醒他们去读经。
And another purpose I have in mind is I want us to be able to study the Bible together with other people. If we already have a habit of studying by ourselves, then we should get together with other people and share our habit and help encourage others to study the Bible together.
所以呢，还有如果呢，你听到今天所讲的，你有兴趣，你都再想一想，你在教会有谁敬佩的，你就找他问他，你可以陪我一起读经呢？
And also, this will give us a chance that if we have any questions about today's sermon or anything else, we can get together with others that we want to learn from and study the Bible together.
所以我希望呢，这个一万章的 10K challenge， 我们2月1号开始，到明年的1月底。
So I hope this 10K, I propose that we start this 10K challenge on the 1st of February this year, and it will continue until 31st of January next year.
因为这个给大家一个时间呢，去预备你找你要找的人一同开始。
And this will give us, give everyone a chance to make your plan and make your arrangements to get together with other people.
犹大吩咐我们要保守自己藏在神的爱里面。
Jude has commanded us to keep ourselves in God's love.
第一个方法就是在至圣的正道上坐造自己。
And the first mean is by building ourselves up in the most holy faith.
第二个方法呢，就是在圣灵里面祷告。
And the second mean is pray in the Holy Spirit.
为什么人会祷告啊？
Why do people know how to pray?
你问自己，为什么你会祷？你去祷告，为什么你祷告？
Ask yourselves, why do you want to pray? Why do you pray?
其实我们祷告就是我们承认我们需要神。
The reason we pray is because we acknowledge the fact that we need God.
所以你可以说，很简单，骄傲的人呢，他不会祷告的，他不会去祷告的。
So if you apply that analogy in a very simple way, then you can say that the proud people will not pray.
只有呢，谦卑的人才会到神面前去求。
Only the humble people will come before God and pray.
因为我们告诉神，我需要你的保护啊。
Because we come before God and tell God that we need your protection.
我需要你引导我。
We need you to lead us.
我需要神帮助我。
We need you to help us.
还有呢，我们需要神去赦免我们。
And we also need God to forgive us.
因为很多时候呢，我们都偏行己路。
Because quite often we do things our own way.
我还是想到我家里面这条小鱼。每一个礼拜总有一次跳过这个水槽里面找死的。
Because I still remember, I'm often recall that this fish in my aquarium that likes to jump from the fish tank into the filter tank to try to get himself killed.
所以呢，我们需要祷告，就是我们要把我们所有这些需要的告诉神。
Therefore, we need to pray because we need to present our needs to God.
其实还有呢，当我们祷告的时候，有一些我们很多时候我们也会感谢神。
A lot of times we pray, we give our thanksgiving as well.
因为我们知道这些事情发生，这些东西拿到我们面前，不是因为我们有什么厉害的地方，都是神给我们的礼物。
Because we know that the things that happen, the things that are provided to us, it's not because of our own abilities.But rather, it's provided by God.
还有呢，我们祷告是因为我们会赞美神。当我们认识他的时候，我们就从内心里面发出一个赞美。
And also, we pray because we want to praise God. Once we get to know Him better, then from inside of our heart, we want to praise our Lord.
我想最后一个原因，为什么我们基督徒去祷告，这原因就是。我们知道神会听我们的祷告。
And of course, the last reason I think us Christians want to pray is because we know God will listen to our prayer.
那么为什么在犹大书里面他说在圣灵里面祷告呢？
And why did the book of Jude say that we want to pray in the Holy Spirit?
我们知道呢，圣灵呢，圣经说呢，他参透万事。
And because we know the Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches all things.
你知道我们人的心呢，就好像水一样呢，你看不见底的。
You know, our heart is like a deep ocean where we cannot see the bottom.
所以呢，很多时候连我们自己也不知道我们内心在想什么。
A lot of times we don't even know what our own hearts are contemplating.
你的动机是什么呢？
What are your motives?
所以呢，如果我们在圣灵里面祷告的时候，圣灵会带领我们改正我们的动机。
If we pray in the Holy Spirit will lead us, will correct us.
因为他把人的心的事显明出来。
Because he reveals what's inside of our heart.
所以帮助我们呢，能够祷告的时候， 是按照神的旨意去求。
So therefore, when we do pray, we'll be praying according to God's will.
在圣经里面呢，其实神对教会有一个应许啊。
And actually, God has made a promise to churches in the Bible.
这个就是马太福音十八章十九到二十节，耶稣这样子说。
And this is said by Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 through 20.
若你们中间有两三个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为你们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name,There am I with him.
我邀请在2013年里面呢，我们一起经历神在马太福音上面的应许。
And I invite all of you to experience what is promised in the book of Matthew's in 2013.
就是我们不单只平常我们自己祷告。
So not only that we pray by ourselves.
我们也参加我们教会的祷告会。
But we also will come to our church corporate prayer meetings.
所以呢，我对教会的第二个挑战在2013年是什么呢？
So what is this, the second challenge I'll give to our church in
2013? 你看你在未来的一年里面，你能不能够来我们教会的祷告会两次呢？
The challenge is, can you come to our church corporate prayer meetings twice in 2013?
这个真是很低的一个要求了。
This is a very low requirement.
但是我在想，为什么我要求你来两次呢？
And why do I ask you to come twice?
因为你第一次来祷告完以后，你第二次来的时候，你就看见神怎么回答你的祷告嘛。
Because if you come once and then pray for things, then you have a chance when you come the second time to see what God has done with your prayer.
所以呢，我希望大家我们一起来经历，神听我们的祷告。
So we invite all of us to come and experience prayers in the Holy Spirit with God as a corporate.
最后一个方法，怎么保守我们自己在神的爱里面呢？
The last means to keep ourselves in God's love is as follows.
就是仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。直到永生。
And that is to wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us to eternal life.
这句话其实就是我们等候主耶稣的再来。
And this sentence basically means that we will wait for our Lord Jesus' return.
其实为什么我们基督徒会离开神爱呢？
And actually, do you know why we sometimes Christians leave God's love?
就是因为呢，我们没有专注地望着神，没有等待主耶稣的再来。
It's a lot of times because we don't have our focus, on God, and that we don't have the patience to wait for Lord Jesus' return.
我记得呢，我小的时候去幼儿园的时候，参加学校第一次运动会。
I remember when I was much younger.And still in kindergarten and participate going to the school's first sports tournament.
那么呢，最后一个项目呢，就是呢，我们这一班的人呢，一同赛跑。
And the last competition was for each class as a whole to compete in running.
你知道呢，我还没走之前呢，预备的时候，我妈妈告诉我一句话。
You know, before I left home, my mom told me one thing.
她说，望着前面，不要往后看。
She said, look ahead, do not look back.
那么这个唱心一响啊，那么我就跑了，每一个人都跑啊。
And as soon as the gun went off, I started running, just like everyone else.
那么我见很多人在我前面啊。
And I saw many people in front of me.
跑到一半的时候觉得很辛苦啊。
And I was getting very tired after half the race.
那么我就往后看。
And then I turned around and looked back.
哎，我发觉还有几个人在我后面。
And that's when I realized there were still people behind me.
那么我就慢下来了。
And then I started to slow down.
所以跑到最后当然就是爆美了。
So of course at the end there was no, I didn't win any prizes.
其实我们也是一样啊，当你没有专注在主耶稣的再来的时候，我们就很容易给这个世界说distract 了，你就分心了。
And we're no different. If we don't have our focus on the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we'll be distracted by this world.
所以呢，我们必须要仰望主耶稣的再来。
And therefore, we must waitfor the Lord Jesus' return.
特别我想犹大呢讲到他讲到耶稣基督的再来的时候他强调他的怜悯了。
And another thing I want to point out is that when Jude talked about the return of Lord Jesus, he stressed about the mercy.
因为他知道其实我们每一个人都是我们在走这条天路的时候很多时候呢我们会走差，我们会走自己的路。
And because he understands that everyone, as we take this spiritual journey, that we will take side roads, we'll be distracted.
还有呢，就是其实我们没有一个人能够靠自己的力量完成这条路。
And also, none of us is able to complete this journey with our own abilities.
但是耶稣基督的怜悯能够帮助我们走到他来这个世界的时候。
But the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ can help us walk this journey until He returns.
我想到呢，当我们是盼望主耶稣再来的时候呢，我们很自然有一个表现。
And I also believe that if we wait for Lord Jesus' return, we will manifest a certain characteristic.
这个表现就是我们会告诉人，耶稣有一天快来了。
And I believe this manifestation is going to be our proclaiming of the return of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我想这个也是我们今年对教会，我对自己对教会的一个希望。
And this is also another one of my wishes for this church.
就是我们能够与人分享我们所相信的福音。
And that is we're able to share with others the gospel that we believe in.
所以呢，在这个就是我13年的新年愿望了。
So these are my hopes for 2013.
就是希望我们教会能够一同看圣经10,000章。
And I hope that our church can study 10,000 chapters of the Bible together.
希望呢，我们弟兄姊妹呢参加教会的祷告会最少2次。
And I hope brothers and sisters will come to our church corporate prayer meetings at least twice.
我们希望我们大家有最少一次机会跟人家分享我们所相信的福音。
And I hope that every one of us will at least share the gospel once with others.
我们知道呢，其实这些挑战都是不容易的。
And we know that these challenges are not easy.
要保守自己在神的爱里面，其实是一件不容易的事情。
And it's not easy to keep ourselves in God's love.
但是呢，犹大说，我们的所相信的神呢，是一个有能力的神，他是能的，是可以的。
But as Jude has told us, that the God that we believe in is a God of power.
这个就是呢，他在最后两节圣经里面，的一个，你可以说是一个祝福啊。他在24-25节里面这样子说。
But so you may say that the what he stated in verses 24 and 25 are the blessings from him.
这个呢是很多人觉得这个是新约圣经里面呢，所写的祝福最漂亮、最美丽的一个祝福。
And a lot of people think that these blessings stated in these two verses are probably some of the most beautiful, most well written blessings.
所以呢，我在结束今天讲道的时候，邀请大家我们一起来念，你可以用中文，可以用英文，来念，就是24-25节。
So as I conclude today's sermon, I invite everyone to join me to read verses 24 and 25 in any language you want together.
24节
Verse 24.
哪能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵， 幻幻实实站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀威严能力权柄因我们的主耶稣基督归于你他，从万古以至前并现今直到永永远远，阿们。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在一年的开始的时候来到你面前寻找你的带领。
At the start of this new year, we come before you and looking for your guidance.
特别我们愿意遵守犹大给我们的勉励。
And in particular, we want to follow encouragement from Jude.
就是保守自己在神的爱里面。
And that is to keep ourselves in God's love.
愿意主你鼓励我们在正道上做造自己。
Lord, we ask you to encourage us to build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
帮助我们可以恒切地在圣灵里祷告。
And help us to pray in the Holy Spirit with perseverance.
也愿意你帮助我们可以专一的仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯。
And we ask you to help us to focus consistently on Lord Jesus' return.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.